The Board of Supervisors will turn to session. Flag salute. Supervisor Ogren, can you lead us in that?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Chaplain Bradley, will you set us off on the right foot?
Heavenly Father, we're grateful to be here this morning. We express our concern about the situation in Ukraine, and we know that you are in control of all things. And Father, I pray for a strong nation. I pray for a strong county. It begins at our local level. Thank you for all those who serve, who give their time, who share their efforts to our community. We're truly grateful. And we just give thanks for all of those who serve. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Chaplain. Ms. Wendy, we'll do a roll call.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt?
Here.
Supervisor Cobbsett?
Here.
Supervisor Chris?
Here. Present.
Supervisor Ogren?
Present.
And Supervisor Valenzuela, it sounds, will be just a little late.
Correct.
Okay. And the board will be convening today as the Siskiyou County Flood Control and Water Conservation District in County Service Area 5 and receives no additional compensation.
All right. Now is the time for presentations from the public. This time slot is for information from the public. No action or discussion will be conducted on matters presented at this time. You will be allowed 3 minutes for your presentation. The chair can extend to 5 minutes for appropriate circumstances. Written comments can be presented if so desired by providing a minimum of 7 copies. To the clerk, when addressing the board, please state your name for the record prior to providing your comments. Please address the board as a whole to the chair. Comments should be limited to matters within jurisdiction of the board. I have no blue forms here. I do see a hand raised in there. Ms. Louise Gliado?
May I come up?
Absolutely. And there's a stand over there? Absolutely.
Good morning. My name is Louise Gliado, and I live in Wairika. And the reason I am speaking this morning is I want to give a shout out to our councilman, Michael Kofseff. Even though I'm not his constituent, I called him regarding a bill that affects our county greatly, and that's AB 1725. That's a bill that will put some teeth into some enforcing our marijuana ordinances we have here in Siskiyou County. And I called Michael Kofseff about it. He got on it right away, called the RCRC because they were not supporting it on their page, and he quickly got it on your agenda. So I'm here to support that bill. That's finally something that we can maybe do some enforcement on. I also am urging the county, when they do send in their, if they do vote on it today and support it, if they send it in through the committee policy portals, because if you just send it to individual people that are on the committees, it doesn't get part of the record. But if you send it through the portal, it does become part of the record. So I'm asking the county to do that. I also sent requests to the Sheriff's Department and to Kurt Andrus' department, asking them to weigh in on that. And I contacted Shasta County. I happen to know one of the supervisors, Patrick Jones, and they're going to present it at their meeting and see if we can get support. I'm also asking the county to send letters to, or emails, or to call the Dalleys. Assemblywoman Megan Dalley and Senator Brian Dalley, because the person on this bill is only one person. It's Smith, and he's from San Bernardino County. He has no co-authors on that bill. And I've asked the Dalleys to co-author that bill, and so far I've gotten no response, and that was over a week ago. So if the county, if they feel that that's important, would they please reach out to the Dalleys and ask them to co-sponsor that bill? Thank you.
Any other presentations from the public, from anybody in the room here? And then, Ms. Anna, is anyone online raising their hands?
Showing none online.
None online? All right. Presentations from the public and given. Consent agenda. I'll pull item B. Will be pulled. And
I'd like to pull C.
Supervisor Hopp is pulling item C.
And which was yours again, Mr. Chris?
D is in Dan. Diaz and Dennis would be.
There we go. Perfect. Thank you.
Wishes of my colleagues on the consent agenda?
Move to approve the balance of the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion and a second. Roll call vote.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseth?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And looks like Valenzuela's still absent, so.
Just for comment, do you want to step out, Supervisor?
Recuse myself due to potential conflict of interest.
And then for just for comment, for pilot item D, we'll vote on it a little later today. We're just doing that so all supervisors can vote on it. Item C, wishes of my colleagues.
Move to approve.
Second.
A roll call vote.
There we go. Supervisor Kopseth?
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye. What we'll do is I'll bring back item B for a consent agenda and announce that Supervisor Valenzuela is present. Item B is the resolution honoring, thanking Dennis Tagami for his service for county council service. Wishes of my colleagues for motion on that resolution. I'll make the motion. Roll call vote.
Okay. Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Kopseth?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Now to public requests. First five, I see they're here. Please come forward for your presentation to us. And just for the record, Ms. Potts, just announce your name for the record.
Yes. Good morning. I'm Karen Potts, and I am the executive director for First Five Siskiyou Children and Families Commission and newly invited and appointed Child Abuse Prevention Council. And we are so excited to have our amazing partners from the county and also domestic violence and Commissioner Michael Perry here for this resolution. It's the first time in the history of every effort in Siskiyou County that we've combined three resolutions into one to demonstrate our commitment to collective impact and the critical importance of all of us to continuing to work together to not only prevent child abuse, but better yet, to strengthen our communities by strengthening children and families. Thank you.
So I'm Carla Chiraga. I'm the executive director for Siskiyou Domestic Violence and Crisis Center. And Karen is both my personal friend and somebody that I admire greatly, as well as somebody that we work with collaboratively a lot. And we were really excited when we combined our efforts this year. And we're really going to try and make April about preventing child abuse, preventing sexual abuse for both adults and children, and then celebrating the Week of the Young Child. And we do have some goodies for you guys. So, and Amanda is my new sexual assault advocate. She has worked for us for a while, but she's new in this position. She used to work at the shelter and now is in the office. And Amanda's very gung-ho about this issue, so I see a lot of new and exciting changes coming.
We also want to acknowledge the critical importance of family resource centers in our communities. As we all know, that they're the hub for community support for our agencies, community members, and other nonprofits. They're also a community hub where people can go and volunteer. Just yesterday, I heard about a parent who was at a family resource center, or an elder adult actually, who was taking care of their grandchildren, who's at the resource center for supports and services, and now that person has become one of the biggest volunteers. And that's what we want, right? As a society, we want to support people's opportunities to get a hands up and to be a contributing member of our community. So in front of you, you have the proclamation And thank you for your consideration to adopt it today. But the reason that we've invited you to consider adoption early is because we have many programs and services and resources during the month of April, and we'd love for all of you to be part of that. The easiest thing to do is we'll have some lawn signs, and we're trying to get them in front of everyone's homes or as many people's homes as possible. You can take it, you can do that, and you can help us get the word out to others about bringing awareness about this critical issue. If we stand for children, we stand for our communities. So thank you for your support and continued partnership.
Can I bring these up?
You absolutely can.
Okay. Karen, do you have the
commissioner and supervisor?
Do you have the proclamation printed out? Did they send you a color one? The only one I have is black.
Oh, it's the black and white. You know what? I have it, but I'll have to bring it.
Okay. Yeah. If you want, then we'll get it signed and
sure.
Back to you. That'd,
okay.
That'd be
thank
great.
Thank you. Sorry.
Oh,
I didn't
oh no
to
worries.
Bring it up with it. Thanks, Ronnie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you.
Stop there.
Dr. Flord, I just want to thank you. We have three commissioners here, so thank you, Sarah, and Susan and Corey for your partnership as well.
Any other commissioners would like to speak or anything? You're on the spot, that's fine. Commissioner and Supervisor Kopsek, would you like to...
Do you want it read into the record?
That would be wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the title is April 2022, and the Siskiyou Child Abuse Prevention Council and Collaborative Proclamation. Whereas children are vital to Siskiyou County's future success, prosperity, and quality of life. Whereas all children deserve to live in safe, stable, nurturing homes and communities. Whereas families, educators, and community members are key to foster children's healthy growth and development. Whereas research has shown the enormous impact that positive parenting practices can have on a child's social and emotional and intellectual development. Whereas the purpose of the Week of the Young Child is to focus public attention on the needs of young children and their families and to recognize the early childhood programs and the services that meet those needs with a celebration of early learning, young children, their teachers, families, and communities. Whereas child abuse and neglect prevention is a community responsibility affecting both current and future quality of life of the community. Whereas rape, sexual assault, sexual harassment impact our society as seen by statistics indicating that 1 in 5 women and 1 in 67 men will be raped at some point in their lives. Whereas sexual assault impacts children, adults, and the community at large. Whereas effective child abuse and sexual assault prevention succeed because of partnerships among citizens, agencies, schools, faith communities, healthcare providers, civic organizations, law enforcement, and the business community. Whereas communities that understand the importance of prevention and support for the well-being of citizens thrive and prosper. Whereas with leadership, dedication, and encouragement, there is evidence that we can be successful in preventing child abuse and sexual violence in Siskiyou County. Therefore, the Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors hereby proclaims April as Child Abuse Prevention and Sexual Assault Awareness Month, as well as April 2nd through the 8th of 2022 as Week of the Young Child, and call upon all citizens, community agencies, faith groups, medical facilities, elected leaders, and businesses to increase their participation in the efforts to support families, thereby preventing child abuse and strengthening families in the communities in which we live.
Thank
here we
you.
Go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
With that,
thank you.
I'll move to approve.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor.
Roll call vote.
Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsek.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Was there any public comment? I didn't ask.
Showing
that, all right. Item 6B.
Public comment on this or public comment?
Oh, we did public
That's
comment.
That's what I heard, so like discussion.
That's right. Item number 6B, County Medical Services Program presentation.
Good morning, Chairman Chris Angela Davis, County Administrator. Before you today, we have CMSP Representative Carrie. There she is. Who will be presenting the PowerPoint on today for this item.
Carrie, we're just letting you in.
We have to make sure I close when you say that. 80%. Good morning, everyone. Thank you for having us here today. I think we have a PowerPoint that's going to be shared. We can't see it on the Zoom. Is that being shared in the boardroom right now?
We're just getting it open for you.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. Thank you, Siskiyou County Board of Supervisors, for having us here today. I've been requesting to meet with my 35 counties just to give the 35 counties and the Board of Supervisors an update on the County Medical Services Program and let you know about our programs and new programs that we have. Next slide. So I'm first going to go over some background. Then I'm going to show you that CMSP counties, the board members, go over our benefit programs, our grant programs, CMSP financing, and some CMSP resources. Next slide, please. Next slide. All right. So in 1982, you can see here that California law eliminated Medi-Cal eligibility for the medically indigent adults. We know that's changed a little bit since ACA. But back in 1982, what happened was that population became the county responsibility under WIC Section 17,000. And it still is the county responsibility, although Medi-Cal now covers the indigent under 138% of the federal poverty level. In 1983, CMSP was created. This was some of our smaller, more rural counties in California didn't have the wherewithal to put together a health program. So this pooled risk health benefit program, CMSP, was created. Eligible counties had 300,000 or less population, and that was in the base year 1980. So we know that's changed quite a bit. We have some bigger counties. And there's currently 35 participating counties. YOLO joined us later, not originally, but they joined us in 2012. So in April 1995, the CMSP Governing Board was established, and it was charged with overall policy and fiscal responsibility for CMSP. We have 10 county officials elected by the CMSP counties and one ex officio non-voting state representative. CMSP, we have an office in Sacramento, but we are also administered through contracts with Advanced Medical Management for Medical and Dental Benefit Administration, MedImpact for Pharmacy Benefit Administration. DHCS provides eligibility data, and we have other consultants and contractors for various services. Next slide. All right, let's look at the CMSP counties. Here you go. So you can see we have most of Northern California, we have some Eastern counties, and then we have Imperial and the South. So there's our 35 counties. Next slide. Governing board members, next slide. So here you have our governing board members. Now you might see a name on there that's no longer one of our board members. Leonard was recalled. So we're currently in the middle of we're doing an election right now for a supervisor in that size county. We have small, medium, and large size county groups. Brad Wagenknecht, he's been with CMSP since the early 2000s, has been on the board, and he is our current chair, Napa County. You might all know Richard Forrester. He's been on our board for a long time as well, Amador County. Then we're also represented by Mendocino, Solano, Lassen, Calusa, Madera, Yuba, and Glenn. So those are the counties that are currently on our board, and this changes. Our board members have 3-year terms. And then our ex officio non-voting member is Kimberly Chen with the California Health and Human Services Agency. Next slide. We also have 3 committees. We have an executive committee made up of board members. The executive committee is sometimes delegated some things from the board that need a little bit more work, or when there's emergencies, like the public health emergency, that kind of thing. We have our planning and benefits committee. That committee is going to be active this year because we're going to be doing some strategic planning with CMSB. And we have eligibility committee. Eligibility committee meets when we're going to be making eligibility changes to our CMSB benefit program. Next slide. All right, let's talk quick about the benefit programs with CMSB. Next slide. Here's a comparison. So we have 3 benefit programs right now. We have CMSB, and we have Path to Health and Connect to Care. And here's the differences. I think this is a really useful slide. It shows the ages. This is for adults, medically indigent adults. 21 to 64 for CMSP and Connect to Care, 26 plus for Path to Health. Path to Health is complementary to a Medi-Cal. It is for the undocumented only, 0 to 138% of FPL. So those folks are on emergency services, Medi-Cal, don't have primary care, but they get the primary care through Path to Health. Path to Health and Connect to Care are different from CMSP in that they're primary care only. And you enroll, somebody enrolls if they meet the eligibility criteria at participating health centers, they don't enroll at the county social services department. All of these programs have no-cost primary health care and coverage for basic prescriptions with $5 copay and certain limits. CMSP is the only one that has coverage for dental, emergency room, urgent care, and inpatient hospital services. Next slide. This goes into a little bit more detail about CMSP eligibility, so you can kind of break it out about the eligibility, the benefits. And then here we've added our CMSP contracted providers within Siskiyou County. We have Fairchild Medical Center Clinics, we have Mountain Valley Health Centers, and we have Anna Tribal Health. Next slide. Here we tell about the Path to Health program. So in order, I mentioned, to be enrolled in Path to Health, you get enrolled at a participating health center. So you can see that in the yellow there, those are our counties that have providers that do enrollment for Path to Health. But members of Path to Health can get services at any contracted provider that is contracted with CMSB. So you can see that we don't have any enrollment.
Restarting.
All right.
Should we take a break?
We'll take a 5-minute break here.